This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. In theater, actors often perform in shows that were created by playwrights years ago. On October 7th, a brand new play will debut at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Season of Entertainment 30 begins with Imogen, a play written and directed by theater director Bob Stevenson that addresses the struggles that come with growing up.
Imogen is about a young girl who lives in today's society, who is sort of oppressed by media and male-dominated society, and has expectations that are placed on her that she doesn't necessarily want to be a part of, you know, but she's used to it and she understands it, and so she does it, and it takes a little life-changing experience in order for her to see that this isn't the life she wants to lead, and that she wants to her adult life is going to go a different direction.
This original piece is part of a trilogy that includes Stevenson's previous works Coracunda and Aurora. The preceding installments in the series were created collaboratively with students. Stevenson says, for better or worse, he created Imogen on his own.
I come about plays from a very actor-centric point of view. I mean, I wasn't brought up as a playwright. I was brought up as a performer. And then, you know, then I came to be a director, and only recently, if I am at all to be considered a playwright, I would consider that a very recent addition to my stable. But I'd created a lot of plays before, but usually they had been created either collaboratively with other actors through improvisation and then finally locking down on a script based on the work we had created in rehearsal, or generating a structure, much like Commedia dell'arte or Kabuki or something, where you generate a structure and then you're allowed to sort of play within that structure. And this is the first time I've sort of gone at it from a traditional playwright point of view, where I had all the text on the page, and then we did readings and we reworked the script. And before we got to the first day of rehearsal, you know, we had a draft of the script that we really liked, which is apparently the correct way to do it, but it's very unusual for me. I'm usually coming in to the first day without all that and saying, this is where we want to go, let's see if we can get from here to there on our own ability and rehearsal. It's been a new experience.
One of the things that separates Imogen from his previous two plays is the amount of dialogue it contains.
The other two shows, Coracunda had no text at all in it. It was all done through movement, so it was more of a theater dance sort of piece. And Aurora was about half text and half visuals, like a movie almost, where there's less dialogue. And I wanted to make one, the third one, be mostly theatrical, mostly text. And so this one has the largest text component of all three. And for me, that was sort of another reason to do it. I felt like we hadn't quite explored the journey completely. We had done silent, we had done sort of half and half, and now I needed to do mostly text.
The times, places, and characters differ in each play, so the three stories are tied together through a shared theme.
They're not related necessarily from a narrative point of view. They're more related thematically. They all three deal with coming of age, sort of rite of passage. They're all basically the same story, just told from three different points of view, three different times in place, almost as if, it's sort of a universal quality, that idea of now I'm a kid and I'm about to become an adult, you know, and what is the journey from me being a child and then turning into an adult, and what do I have to go through to get from point A to point B? And they all three basically tell that sort of thematic story. You just have different characters, different situations, and so that's how they're linked, you know, is through sort of the theme.
The cast is comprised of 40 students, some theater majors, some not. Stevenson says one of the challenges of working with such a large cast is finding enough room for everyone on the stage.
It's a relatively confined space. Our main playing area is only 24 feet across there, and then we have the two side areas. Shoving 40 people into that little circle, it feels very claustrophobic, which is very useful at times, because Imogen, the main character, we want her to feel claustrophobic a lot, like all these pressures are sort of weighing down on her. But at the same time, getting people to move in a coordinated fashion in that small of a space is difficult.
Stevenson is being assisted by 12 choreographers and coaches, 5 crew members, 2 stage managers, and an assistant director. In addition to acting, many of the cast members are also lending a hand to the crew.
We have several pieces of scenery and things that articulate up and down, like the trapeze, and there is a point that actors ride up and down on so they can go up into the air and come back down, and the other actors man that. They pull the line that runs those things. There are lots of special effects that the actors are doing. There's water effects and bubble effects and snow effects and UV light and all kinds of stuff. And the actors themselves are actually, and in some of the scenes, the actors actually provide all of the light with lights that they're holding. And so, so they're kind of cast and crew at the same time, but it is a very large company.
All of these special effects are helpful in bringing Imogen's imagination to life for the audience.
Imogen tends to go into these daydreams where it's sort of half reality. I like to refer to it as magic realism. And she begins to work through things in her mind in a more expressionistic fashion. And the trapeze provides one of those moments in the show where it's not, you know, you don't see people running down the street jumping on a trapeze every day. But in her mind, this is a good substitute for what she's trying to work through.
Stevenson says the production is suggested for those 16 and older because of mild profanity and violence and strong themes of sensuality. The curtain goes up at 7:30 p.m. October 7th through the 9th at Breedlove Auditorium. There is also a 2:30 matinee on October 9th. Admission is $6 for the public and free to students. More information is available at 479-788-7300 or uafortsmith.edu.